proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, socialism has failed in every single country it's ever been enacted in, but has it failed in the United States?
And Governor Inslee's is about to sign a law that will criminalize free speech.
Plus, the six most liberal states in the U.S. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier. With me, as always, Pastor Gabe Blomgren. Once again, your favorite far-right shock jocks and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis.
I just wanted to applaud. I just did. Yeah. And hey, it's also the only show that's willing to take the very most controversial subjects. Faith and politics put them in the same room with Jesus as the referee.
Amen to that. Hey, go to churchandstate.media. As many of you know, we just got back from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We'll be discussing that a little bit as we progress in the show. But what an incredible event. And we've come back highly motivated and with a lot of contacts. So you can expect to see some incredible interviews coming your way soon. If you want to share them with people, you got to upload the shows, download the shows, whatever you want to do, and share them with every single person you know.
And please, I want to just throw a shout out right now to all of our listeners. If you can, you know what? I need people to go to rumble.com, type in the words church and state 1776 in the search bar. We roughly have about 250 followers. We need to increase that. That's one of the downside, Caleb. We had a couple thousand viewers, followers on YouTube. We were taken off that platform, and we are really trying to build Rumble. So if any of you could go right now, Chris, put that back up. Please search our page. This I believe is God's hope as far as platforms. Rumble is the one that Clay Clark uses and a lot of our good friends like the Flyover Conservatives. Please go there. Those of you who use Facebook, I know it's great. I know for you it's normal, but please subscribe on our Rumble page.
Absolutely. Also, take advantage of all of our fine affiliates. We got to hang out with a lot of these people. You know, who I want to talk about right now, Gabe, is Grid Down Chow Down, because we're those guys. When we met Jordan and Nace, were they not just great guys?
Yeah, they're phenomenal. We met their mom. We got to, you know, meet them. And we didn't know this. They actually served barbecue. They're great cooks. They obviously have access to good meat. And because every time they cook, it's amazing.
Yeah, so, and like they the actually gave us samples. Do you have yours by chance?
Yeah, hold.
You do? Yeah, oh, my goodness. All right, I'll hold down the fort while you go grab that. Look, this Grid Down Chow Down, it's so lightweight. What Gabe is grabbing right now is about a pound of beef once it's been rehydrated, okay? Look at this thing, okay? Look how lightweight this is, okay? You go get the big one of this. It's going to be, well, a little bit heavier than this. But go get the big dog. What is that, 750?
Okay, yeah, you're gonna get probably cases of this. The 750 amount is the biggest bang for your buck. And you're going to get this. Now, I know for pound, you're going to think that's barely anything. But you add to every one of these packages 10 ounces of cold water. You don't add hot water. And it is amazing. This right here is a couple burgers, really big burgers, massive ones.
So. Absolutely, yeah. And you can make tacos, hamburger patties, lasagna, whatever you want to do. Use that promo code Church and State. You're going to get a discount. We're going to get some
of that
back.
We're going to have some in-studio cooking of this pretty soon here.
That'd be fun.
We're going to make
Let's do that.
We're going to make some
We might drive out our producer. I'm not sure.
Hamburger.
He might run screaming through the door. Remember in the old comics where somebody would run through the wall? That might be Chris if we cook that in here. All right. Anyway, if you want to get a hold of us, Church and State 70. Oh, wait, I forgot. Donate to us as well. We're trying to stay on the American Christian Network. And just hit that donate button right on the top page. Chris should be able to show that to you. And if you want to get a hold of us, Church and State 1776 at proton.me. All right, Gabe.
What we can talk about, stories or the trip?
No. Let's talk about this first. Event. Okay, yeah. So we do want to promote an event.
Homeschool.
Look, every single parent should exit the public school system. Get your kids out. We talk about this all the time on this show. Get out. Get out of public school. Your kids are getting indoctrinated.
And after COVID, man, we all found out it's doable because a lot of your kids did online schooling.
Yes.
They did it, you know, and some of them thrived and some of them didn't. Now, those of you who had kids who thrived, why are you putting them back in public schooling? They could be actually doing like side hustles, like lawns and businesses and going to school at the same time.
Absolutely, they could. And so we've got a homeschool conference, April 26th through 27th. That's this year, 2024. It's going to be over at Valley Assembly, 15618 East Broadway. That's over in Spokane Valley. You're going to have workshop for kids, teens, and adults, large vendor halls, dynamic speakers. Look, if you're curious, if you're wondering, could I engage in homeschool? This is the kind of event that you need to go to really utilize all of the resources that are out there, because most parents just have no idea what's out there and how easy it is to actually get your kids out of the public education system and start homeschooling them, start raising them up right. Doesn't the Bible tell us to do that, Gabe?
Yeah.
Raise a child right.
Raise them up in the way they should go and they will not depart from it. Did you mention the price?
No.
It's okay. Family, $55. Whole family, if you got a big family, you want your whole family to hear about it, $55. The individual ticket is $40. If you could pop up that QR code, Chris, so the listeners can see that. And I just want to reiterate, guys, you are losing money. Oh, there's a QR code on this, but there's not on that. That's okay. There is a way that the devil steals from you financially. A lot of you think you're getting ahead financially by sending your kids to these indoctrination schools and you're saving money by not sending them to Christian schools. That's a myth, because what happens is you pay later. Your kids go into a very, very stark difference as far as their academics and then their personality and then maybe even, you know, drug related issues down the road. So remember, it's not a saving money thing. It's saving your kid's character.
That's very, very well said. And so if you're interested, just go to cfhe.net. That's Charlie Foxtrot Hotel Echo.net. You couldn't do that, could you?
No, man, I'm a civilian. I'd be like, Chadwick, Fargo. Yeah. I'm a civvy, bud. I'm a civvy.
I know. And all us military people, we're still proud of it. Yeah, we know it. Anyway, the event, buddy. Look, we just got back from Tulsa. I actually like Tulsa. Do you like Tulsa?
I feel it's very American. It reminds me of a little bit more homier Texas, to believe it. You know, people in Texas are really friendly, but I'm not a big fan of Texas. I don't know if you are. Something about it.
I like Texas. You do have very friendly people. I mean, I know you really, really bonded with our Uber driver.
Oh, yeah.
That guy was great.
He sounded like this. It's good to see you guys.
Yeah, and he really liked politics, didn't he?
Yeah, no, he didn't. But, hey, this picture, throw it up. You got to check out this outfit. So, Clay is, he is our mentor. We actually were following him and his program for reaching the nation and being excellent podcasters. But this dude, I don't know, can you zoom in on the lower half of his outfit?
Yeah.
What is going on,
dude? We got the shorts, man.
So we That's saw awesome. Him. He's comfortable. So his natural feral state in the wild is he wears and-one basketball shorts, no slacks. So later when he comes out and he does like political stuff, or we went to Sheridan Church, Jackson Lawmeyer's church, we had the opportunity to meet Jonathan Kahn, which was huge. We were there on the front row, probably a 400 person church, maxed to capacity. It was packed, but of course he had his jeans on, classic jeans with Yeezys. But yeah, it was a great event. Show the if you can, picture or a video of you guys meeting Jonathan Kahn. I don't know if it's going to be kind of like crackly, but
yeah, but I mean, still, it was an incredible opportunity.
The rabbi.
He spoke on such an incredible subject. You know, obviously a prolific author. I think he's opened the eyes of a lot of Americans to some of these things. You know, one of his more recent books is The Return of the Gods, where he's discussing, yes, you know, the return of Moloch, Ishtar, and Baal, and how you can actually see that this has indeed, there's nothing new under the sun. And so these gods have returned and they're really taking quite a stronghold in America. So fascinating discussion for us to be, to listen to. He's got the video queued up. Go ahead and play it there, Chris.
There's Clay. We're in the very, very back.
There's a massive line at this point for him to give autographs. And, you know, this is something that showed to me that Jonathan Kahn doesn't have that ego. You know, sometimes you meet some of these people, Gabe, and they're like, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
He turned and he stopped everything that he was doing just to meet us.
Yeah. And what did he say to our technician? It was cool.
Yeah, he remembered Chris from the front row. So, yeah, it was very cool. How long does this video go for? Oh, that's it. That's okay. It. There you go. Yeah. So, and then we also got the one of our wonderful producer. I like calling him producer because it angers him.
Yeah.
But he got to meet General Flynn. Yeah. And you and I, Gabe, we've met General Flynn a number of times, but for Chris, it was his first time.
Yeah.
So he's like fanboying out over there. You know,
look at that smile. Like I do yeah, have to say, Chris has got a great smile. Look at that smile.
Yeah.
Caleb, you could learn a lot from that.
No.
You could maybe share some energy like that.
No, I'm not.
Did you end up getting the video of us in the van? Did that come through or no? Got it here somewhere. Okay. Yeah. If we get to it, I want to talk about Clay just for a second.
I'm not at all irritated, but we have like.
Oh yeah, this is it.
Nobody showed up out of the 17. Is there anything that people are saying to you that's kind of odd?
This is Clay's office.
Yeah, it's his mobile lab.
We're in the van. That's what I'm saying.
So this is the van that he has taken. Everywhere. The thing about Clay that's interesting, all of these Reawaken America tours, and he's gone all over the country. He drives. He doesn't fly. He drives that van.
He hates flying. Yeah. He doesn't say he's scared of it. I think he knows his life is in, you know,
God's hands.
But here's the thing about Clay. This guy, just so everybody knows, he was the, you know, entrepreneur of the year as a 21-year-old in Oklahoma.
Yep.
He was a millionaire by the time he was in his early 20s.
Yeah.
Him and his wife, Vanessa, didn't have furniture in their house for a very long time when they grew a DJ business to the largest sold DJ his car. Business.
He sold his car just so he can have some equipment for
it. Yep.
Sorry. He sold his car so that he could get in the Yellow Pages.
Yes.
So that's what it was. Color ad in the Yellow Pages. So he had two cars. He sold one of them. And then he just hung out at Panera. That was his office. He hung out at Panera so much that the general manager hated him. You're always here.
She's like, you can't stay here unless you buy things. So she's like, you have to buy something. So he would buy a cup of coffee every
half hour. Yeah, or something like that.
Every hour.
It's incredible. Yeah.
Genius.
We were among, you know, Amanda Grace, Julie Green, obviously Clay Clark, General Flynn, Laura Logan was there, Mike Adams, Cash Patel. There was
we
all
made
these
a relationship
people.
With Steve Ciacalani, the pastor of a lot of you know his ministry online. This guy is very key guy who he's had these great videos on the solar, you know, crossings going on in the United States. One that's coming up in 2024. We're going to have him on the show coming up down the road. So I think we're going to have Laura Logan down the road as well. She was great.
She
great
was
speaker.
Great speaker.
And who was your favorite speaker, Chris? Who do you think was your favorite? When you think about your favorite while we're thinking here, to me, I thought Laura Logan, she was to me, my favorite.
To me, I learned the most from Clay.
Absolutely.
So, you know, when that guy speaks, you listen. Yeah. No, Laura was great. I really enjoyed her conversation as well. So let's move on to the stories. We can't talk about it. Otherwise, people are going to get bored. But hey, Gabe, I shouldn't have even told you this before. I should have made you guess while I was discussing it. But the six most liberal states in the United States, as we went through this list, were you surprised at all?
Kind of one of them, the very first one,
Massachusetts.
I didn't know that.
I
didn't know it was going to be first. I would have predicted either New York or California. So I threw out New York and California. Chris, what did you throw out as far as your guesses?
He said Washington Oregon.
And Oregon.
And you guys
but
were
right
good.
At the
solid.
Gate, the New England states, number one.
Yeah, Massachusetts is number one. About 35% of Massachusetts voters are Democrats. That's the highest percentage among all states. And they, of course, control the Senate, the House, and, of course, have a Democrat governor. So if you are looking for an extremely progressive state, and I would actually encourage
please leave
everyone.
If you want that.
If you're in Washington State and you're like, you know what? On this list, you're only number three. If you want to go for number one, that coveted number one
please
spot, move on over to Massachusetts. Just we need a mass migration of liberals to Massachusetts and the number two state on here, Maine. Have you ever been to Maine? I was recently in Maine, and I don't know why people live there. I mean, it's very pretty, but man, it's cold. I was there in a nice time and went to the beach. By the way, the beaches. Nothing but rocks.
Yeah.
There's no beach there. It's just rocks. Oh, but yeah, there.
I want to do number three. Why?
Go ahead.
Because
hit
it's
it.
Our home state. This is sad, guys. Washington ranks as the most liberal state on the West Coast of the United States.
We beat California.
Roughly 7.8 million residents call this state home, with approximately 31% identifying as liberal.
We need a boo sound.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Washington State is the greatest state for progressivism in the West Coast. That we'd beat out Oregon, Washington State, or California, Colorado, all these states. No, no, no. It's us. It's Washington State. That
we're going to highlight a lot of the reason why this state sucks.
It's going to point out here, and when we get to the story.
Governor Inslee's.
Number four should be no surprise, New York.
Yeah, I thought that would be number
one. I thought it'd be higher as well. But you got to remember, like upstate New York is actually very, very conservative. Yeah, there's some very good people there. And so I think that's what brought them down a little bit. They did just lose one of their Senate seats, I believe. Yeah, state Senate seats to a Republican.
Number
so.
Five is California, the state that both of us were born in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It says roughly with a voting population around 39 million, the state has approximately 29% of its voters are Democrats.
You know what's interesting in all of this, Gabe? Like, even in Oregon, which is the sixth state, 30% identifying as Democrat voters. So all of this, and look at the percentages. Mm-hmm. The percentages are actually not that high. Well, I mean, even going to Massachusetts.
We have other parties, like the one that you vote from, Libertarian Party. We also have the Constitution Party.
But that's
not
it.
We also have the...
Those make up fractions.
I know.
Right?
True. I think it's because
people not voting.
People
not voting. That's what it is.
The reason why we have such a low number is because this is what we can quantify or measure. The reality is both sides, Republican and Democrat, don't show up for these polls. So it looks as if the numbers are there.
Yeah. So if you could only get more people to actually engage in the system, which is a requirement of a republic. We're supposed to be engaged. I mean, we are co-rulers. That's what citizen means, is we are co-kings. And so if we actually engaged in our system, I guarantee you every single one of these states would be red. Every one of them would be red. But you guys don't vote.
This is also why they push that word democracy, democracy, democracy. Oh, yeah, it's like a subversion. They have to try to push that.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question, Gabe. We all talk about the many failed socialist states, these experiments that have occurred throughout the nations, right?
And everyone loves to hurl back Sweden
those are garbage. Yeah. But if I were to ask you, right, what are the like top four failed socialist states that you could just come up with on the top of your head?
Zimbabwe, were they socialist when they went to mass inflation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also the United States, you know, even though Russia was communism, I say that it was called the USSR.
Yeah, it's socialism.
That to me is the height of failure. Then we have probably in third place, Cuba. Beyond that, oh boy, yeah, it's still going on. They're eating people and the zoo animals.
Yeah,
the track record is horrific.
And just like most Americans, you're pointing to all these different failed socialist states, and you're like, yeah, you know, it's never been implemented anywhere where it's actually been successful. But here's the interesting thing, and you know, I love history, Gabe, but there are numerous cases in the United States of failed socialist utopias that have been established. And we can go all the way back to the beginning in Jamestown, where it actually started, and they actually had a form of socialism that occurred there. And you know what happened? The people starved.
You don't work, you don't eat.
They absolutely starved. It almost killed off the entire population.
Yeah.
And ultimately, they decided to take a more capitalistic approach, and then it thrived.
Incentivize effort.
But I wanted to point out one that occurred here in Midwestern America, all right? It was a socialist utopia. They bought a little bit of land, and it's in New Harmony, Indiana, okay? New Harmony, Indiana. And he decided to start this socialist utopia where everybody would work collectively, where nobody had private property. You didn't own anything. And much like Karl Marx, whatever was growing, whatever, cattle, whatever, it was all thrown into a pot, and then whoever had the greatest need would end up getting the product, all right? And guess what happened? It completely and utterly failed. So when people say that they can start a socialist program in the United States, and this time it's going to be successful, the answer is know your history. Know your history and be able to point out that there are numerous cases in the United States where, yes, socialism was tried, and you know what happened? It failed, just like it will always fail. Because
don't touch my stuff and don't touch my wife. We're gonna get here in a second, but yeah, they literally, the head guy is making fun of private property and marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
The only other thing that I'm more protective of is my pillow.
There you go. Which, by the way, promo code Church and State. He had a quote here, right? This is Owens Utopia. This is the guy who founded it, Robert Owens. Okay? The society may be formed so as to exist without crime, without poverty, with health great improved, with little, if any, misery, with intelligence and happiness increased 100-fold, and no obstacle whatsoever intervenes at this moment except ignorance to prevent such a state of society from becoming universal.
They always use intelligence.
Yes.
Ignorance. They always use intelligence as if they stand on that, like, that pinnacle pillar of intelligence. Well, what continue.
Yeah, he says, this would be a community of equality, unlike any other country has ever seen before. Each of New Harmony's 800 residents would contribute their unique talents and share in the bounty that they were sure to produce together.
Share. That's cute.
Yeah, only it didn't. Only almost immediately it was chaotic. All right. This grand community was chaotic. The residents lacked the motivation to work, while its government was unable to manage even the town's one general store. Listen to this as an example. Even salads, something so simple as salads, you know, the food that Chris's people eat, salads were deposited in the store to be handed out, okay, making 10,000 unnecessary steps and causing them to come to the tables in wilted, deadened states.
You can't make your own salad.
You can't make your own salad. No, you had to, whatever you grew had to be brought to this one general store, and then you had to travel back to the general store to maybe purchase the salad that you already grew. So, of course, this is going to fail, and it resulted in a nasty salad. Now, I tend to believe most salads are nasty. You like salads?
Yeah, I actually do, but they have to have meat in it. Well, things actually went on. His utopia had what was called this declaration of mental independence, like mocking the Declaration of Independence.
Yes.
Read this quote, because it's really gross as far as how he mocks.
Well, I don't know where you're at. Go ahead and read it.
So he says, this is the head dude, I forget his name.
Owens.
I now declare to you and to the world that man up to this hour has been in all parts of the earth a slave to a trinity of the most monstrous evils that could be combined to inflict mental and physical evil upon the whole race. He said, I refer to private property, and absurd and irrational systems. Also absurd and irrational systems of religion and marriage founded upon individual property. So he makes fun of private property,
religion
and marriage. Caleb, this is awesome. Why? Because this is exactly what Satan's attacking right
exactly.
now. Exactly. You couldn't.
And that's the hallmark of socialism and proving without a shadow of doubt that it's a satanic system, right? The Bible speaks about marriage. Right. Mm-hmm. And marriage is supposed to be between one man, one woman, mm-hmm. one woman, according to biblical law. OK, it talks about, of course, religion. Yep. Right. What are we supposed to be doing? Well, we're supposed to be following
Love
Jesus
the Lord
Christ.
Your God with all your heart, mind, soul, okay. and strength, and your neighbors yourself.
And then private property. Absolutely. It's in there. If you doubt me, go look up Exodus 22.
Don't covet your neighbor's wife. That's his property.
Yeah. I mean, that's a commandment as well.
Do
Exodus
not steal.
20.
That's his property.
Yes. So, yeah, this will never work. And the reason why it will never work is because we are made in God's own image. And our God, the one that we serve, is a God of free will. He has free will. You can see that. When you read through Genesis and you read through the creation story, what happened? That is an agent of free will exercising his creativity to bring about everything that we know.
Well, okay? Fast.
And because we're made in his image, we will always naturally be inclined to be individuals. We're naturally going to oppose any type of oppression that gets in the way of our free will. And socialism does just that. And that's why it will fail no matter where it's tried.
And those of you curious, fast forward a year later, it ended in abysmal failure. It, they couldn't produce anything. And in fact, with no new houses being built for the growing community and food shortages becoming an epidemic, homelessness and famine ran rampant until eventually New Harmony's experiment with socialism ended in March 1827.
Now, there's an interesting point. And I was actually done with the story, but I'm glad you brought this back around. 1827, Gabe, let me ask you just a question about current state versus 1827. Do you believe that the people in America in 1827 were more moral, more industrious, harder working? Or do you believe that currently, our year, 2024, that people are more industrious, more moral, more willing to go and work hard?
You'll find pockets of industrialism, but by far and wide, we've ate basically the Twinkie to to feed us or the hot pockets of industrialized nation we are no longer.
Yeah. So if it failed...
We are a consuming nation.
If it failed in 1827, I would suggest it would indeed fail in 2024 as well. All right. Let's get into a free speech criminalization in Washington State.
This is very, very dicey. Every one of us know Governor Inslee's is an absolute... he's in a microaggression to me every day.
I thought his last name was Sits When He Pees.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, wait, that might be a microaggression.
His counterpart who's running for governor, I have a feeling is going to be worse than Jay, but here's the thing. There's a bill coming across the Senate that is already being expected to be signed. It is Senate Bill 5427, and this is a super controversial piece of legislation aimed at combating hate crimes and bias incidents in Washington State.
They're going to provide a hotline, guys.
This is a tracking hate crimes.
You're going to be able to call. All you leftists that love our show, you're going to be able to call and turn us in. Over what? Okay, so this is going to be an animus towards another person related to the person's actual or perceived race, color, ethnicity, religion, ancestry, national origin, gender, sexual orientation, gender expression or identity, mental, physical, or sensory disability. Okay, so, hey, Gabe, how often do we go after some of these things that were addressed here?
On a regular basis, and not in a necessarily unloving way, but this is the scary thing. A bias incident, which... By the way, the Attorney General's office is going to have to oversee a hotline and staff that during all business hours, and it's going to be completely funded by you. This is an unnecessary burden upon the taxpayers, okay? But these guys who will wait there, like Jake at State Farm on the other end, you're going to call them and you're going to tell them your bias incident. And this is what a bias incident. It's a depiction of what you feel, how you were microaggressed against. But here's the thing. If it is deemed to be non-criminal in nature and does not include expressions of support or for opposition to be a government, opposition to a government's policies or actions protected under free speech. So this right now, you can be punished.
For thought crime, speech crime.
For an inference, if they felt your body language even.
So, like, if you were talking about a transgender and I made a face like, they could get me for that, right? That's what it's saying. By the way, this also violates not only our Constitution and freedom of speech, but also the Washington State Constitution, Article 1, Section 5, quote, every person may speak freely, write, and publish on all subjects, being responsible for the abuse of that right. Okay, so this will go to the courts, and we'll be able to fight this thing, but regardless, this is another step that the leftists like to take in order to try to silence people like Gabe and I. And I'll tell you one thing for sure. We're never going to be quiet.
No.
You cannot silence people like us. Why? Because we've made an oath. We've made an oath to defend individual liberty, to defend our Christian faith.
The word of God.
Absolutely. And so when we start talking about, transgenders or homosexuals or, what else is on here? I lost my spot on here. But regardless, all these different hate speeches, microaggressions.
You can do a bias against somebody who's going to have an abortion.
Yeah, absolutely you could. And so... Count on one thing for Church and State. We're going to violate the heck out of this. Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church.
I'm Pastor Gabe, and a calm does not suit me.
I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code Church and State. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2. the doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Synapse is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsynapse.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsynapse.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together, and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to bh-pn.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pn.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a two-for-one there. You know you've wanted good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
This was sacred to God. This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Hello, everybody. It's an honor to be with you.